Thursday afternoon, and welcome to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Kevin Whitehead, head golf pro at the Links at Stony Point. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are over here at Sharp Facets Gallery today. My goodness, it's been a very, very, very busy morning right here. People been coming in selling gold. Gold is staying right, has made it back up over $1,800, and if you've got gold to sell, it's been bouncing all around, but I'd come see us today. You know what I say, I don't have a crystal ball, but I do tell you that every day we're shipping it because we don't know what the price is going to do tomorrow. So if you've got gold, if you've got silver, come see us today. We'll be here till 6 o'clock today and all day, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturdays, 10 until 2. Of note, I did find out, folks, we are going to be able to do From Trash to Treasures along a country road Saturday morning. Game on Clemson doesn't actually start until 12:30. That's when the pregame starts, and the game actually starts at 3:30. So, Trash to Treasures along a country road will be going on this Saturday. And yes, today, my very special guest, all the way from Saltville, Virginia, home of a lot of famous people like Clay Davidson, Jeb Stuart, who was a Confederate general, Tom Buchanan, a reality TV personality, and many more, including the one and only Kevin Whitehead, golf pro out there at the Links of Stony Point. How you doing today, Kevin?
Doing fine, Ann. How you doing today?
How was that for a wind-up?
Well, that was pretty good. I think I covered it all.
I did. Now, you know, one of the interesting things, we do need to talk a little bit about Saltville, because I'll bet there's a lot of people that don't know the significance that Saltville actually played in the Civil War, but also the things that have been found right there in Saltville. So you want to tell us a little bit about the fossils and whatnot out there, Kevin, before we get started?
Well, back in the day, back in the prehistoric day in Saltville, We have archaeologists that come in basically every year to dig and find fossils. They have found a couple of full woolly mammoths, and that's kind of our, I guess you could say, our little...
Claim to fame?
Claim to fame is our woolly mammoths.
In fact, I understand you have Woolly Mammoth Day.
We have Woolly Mammoth Day instead of Groundhog Day every year.
And do you wake the woolly mammoth and ask him if he sees his shadow, or what happens there, Kevin?
We have to pull him out of the woods, yes.
That's pretty neat, though. That really is. And but you actually have a life-size woolly mammoth has been found. Two of them, you said.
Yes.
From the salt pits.
Salt mines.
Salt
is what
mines
we have back there. Yes.
Okay. So now, how does it relate to? Well, first off, we do need to mention there are only 2,200 people that live in Saltville, up there in Virginia. But what was the part that Saltville played during the Civil War?
We supplied the Confederate soldiers with salt. So we were a major part in the war. We was kind of back in the woods, back in the mountains, as you could say, up in the hills, whatever you want to say there. But we were, for a big part of the war, we were going big and strong up there.
And what happened?
The Union soldiers came in. First time they came in, we actually defended them off. The second time they came in, we were short on ammunition, and they come in and destroyed pretty much all the salt works that we had up there.
So you could say that the Union soldiers bowled you over.
They rolled through us the
second
time.
They rolled through,
yes.
That's
correct.
But you still had some salt. What was it you still had left? Some salt works?
We have salt mines. We still have about 6 salt kettles. During a certain time, each and every year, we do a Civil War reenactment. They go in and they show how they made salt back in the salt kettles, and so it's kind of a neat thing for our little town.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of little towns that don't have claim to fame like this.
That's right.
That's right. So not only do they have the woolly mammoths up there and people still look for fossils up there, but they also had the salt mines there. Well, you left Saltville.
That's correct.
And you went out into the world, and you went to, you've always played it. Looking at your bio, you always played baseball?
That's correct.
And golf?
And golf.
And you told me you were good at both.
I was very good at both.
So why did you choose golf?
Well, like I tell my juniors that I teach today, once you get out of high school and once you get out of college, there's not many things left in this world to do sports-wise. So golf has always been a passion of mine, and I look, you know, that's what I wanted to do in life. After a couple of years of working in a factory would make me realize how important it is to get out and make a better life for myself.
And how nice it is to be outside rather than inside.
That is correct.
That is correct. Well, you actually ended up going to the Golf Academy of the Carolinas.
That is correct.
And what do they do at a golf academy? Play golf all day, or what you do?
Actually, it wasn't much golf being played. Monday was our play day where the whole school went out. We had four different courses that we played on. Had little tournaments up there, but the golf academy was more geared towards getting a start into the golf business. We did everything from rules of golf, history of golf, club fitting, teaching, to food and beverage side, managing people. So it was more well-rounded in the golf business is what that was geared towards.
So when you were going, like, to the golf academy or when you were growing up, did you ever see yourself as a big pro, like a Tiger Woods or whatever?
No.
No?
No, I did not.
What did you want to do?
I really wanted to teach. That's my passion. I love teaching. It's not what I want to do. I would like to do it every day, but I enjoy my job now, being the head golf professional there. It's something I've been working towards for the past 11 years since I've been in the business. It's always been a dream of mine to get to that point, and I've been truly blessed. About a month ago, I was offered a job, and so I'm just taking advantage of it.
That is
correct.
As
a head golf professional, that is correct. So I'm going to take advantage of it while I can.
Absolutely, and of course that was at the Links of Stony Point.
Links of Stony Point.
That's right. One of the best course around. You have got to admit. How long have you actually been out there?
I've been there since April of last year.
April of last year.
I've been in Greenwood for 3 years, so I got to see the golf course the prior 2 years before Jim and Denise Mefford bought the place.
That's right. And has there been a change?
Dramatic changes in the golf course.
It is. It is just, it's not even the same course anymore. I mean, they have gone in, redone some of the holes out there, added water features, and the course is in phenomenal shape.
Can't say enough about Billy Ford, superintendent. It's just, I've worked for several superintendents in the past 11 years, and I can't say enough about just the way his mind works. Everything you basically see out there is some part of his idea, and it's just turned out beautifully.
It has. You know, I've done a couple of tours on golf course with Jim Medford, and, you know, every time we start and go around the course, Jim is always saying, well, this one is, we're just getting ready to do this, we're changing this, Billy said this, Denise said this, and I said, okay. And that's really the way it goes out there, isn't it?
That's about how it works. That's, especially on the golf course side, Billy, like I said, his mind, the way it works, and the things that he sees that nobody else can see, I can't say enough about him. His imagination is just, it runs wild sometimes, but when it's a finished product, it is absolutely gorgeous.
It is, and of course, that's the whole beauty of playing golf, is to be outside in a beautiful environment. I think I had somebody say from Angel Flights the other day that, people said you could play on the fairways, and it was like playing on the green.
It is.
That's phenomenal.
It's a pretty good. Yes.
That's a good analogy, isn't it?
It's a pretty good analogy, yes. He's done a wonderful job.
All right. Hey, we are here with Kevin Whitehead. Yes, he is now the head golf pro out there at the Links of Stony Point. We're going to be talking about some of the tournaments coming up. We're going to be talking about some of the things happening out there. You don't want to miss this because this is all about the Links of Stony Point, and you know they are the finest golf course around. Not only are they the finest golf course, they also have a great restaurant out there, Bermuda's, and now they have Bogey's, and we're going to be talking all about that. Hey, if you've got a question for us, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Be wrong, rocking and rolling
all week long. What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Kevin Whitehead, head golf pro at the Links at Stony Point. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We were just talking so much, I guess I just missed coming on board with y'all again. We were just talking about, though, I was asking Kevin, we got cheeseburgers out there in Paradise. That's the links at Stony Point. Do we have cheeseburgers?
We have cheeseburgers.
Okay, all right. Hey, sounds like a good one. Sounds like we might need to get out there and get a cheeseburger. But, you know, the links out there, they have made such strides. And we were just talking about the fact, you know, 5 years ago, people were looking at the course and saying, oh, I love this place, but I'm not wild about the course. And, you know, in this economy, for a lot of golf courses today, it has been a challenge. So when you go out to the links of Stony Point, you are going to see a beautiful, well-manicured course. And I have to say, Kevin, as the head golf pro, it has to make you feel good when you send somebody out on the course and you know you're sending them to a quality experience.
That is correct. Just thinking back, you know, coming from Charleston, where I used to charge people $90 to $100 to play golf, moving to Greenwood, which I know is Greenwood, and we're charging $45 on the weekends, it's worth $45 to go out and see the golf course. It really, really is.
Sure. And but you feel good. And when people come back, what are they telling you, Kevin? Particularly people, I'm not talking about the people that are fortunate to live out there and play every day, but the people that are from outside the area maybe.
People just can't believe the changes that we've made out there. As you said earlier, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, especially the economy the way it's been, it was a struggle, especially at Stony Point, to maintain the golf course and keep it in great shape. We've been truly blessed to have Jim and Denise Mefford come in. They both made a 15-year commitment to the golf course to make sure that it is maintained as, if not the best course in the upstate. I mean, we're shooting for one of
the best. You're looking for the big award.
We are. We're looking for one of the better golf courses in the southeast. And being a year and 4 months into it, I mean, we're well on our way to be establishing ourselves as one of the best.
You know, one of the things about it was having Jim Medford at the helm as far as a golfer. Now, he is out there. He travels around. He checks out all the finest golf courses. I mean, he's out Pebble Beach. I mean, he's everywhere. And then he comes back and says, what do you think? And they start working on ideas. Denise out there looking at the Augusta and some of these other places. She's saying, what about these ideas? And that's what you have, a course that only picks the best, right? And then installs it right there at the links of Stony Point.
He picks the best, but he wants to go even bigger and better.
Well,
that's Jim Mefford for you right there.
Well, that's right. And that is a terrific thing. That's a benefit right there of being able to play a course like the links of Stony Point, because it is the best, and it's just it's picture perfect now. You've got the azaleas coming back on. I think they went out and bought all the Encore azaleas there were in the southeast.
We had to go as far as Louisiana to finish buying the Encores that we needed. We've got about 5,000 Encore azaleas on the golf course. So.
And they're getting ready to bloom again?
They're getting ready to bloom again.
All right. Well, that will be excellent. So they're starting to bloom. You know, to me, one of the best times to play is in the fall.
Correct.
It's just a beautiful time of the year, isn't it?
This is the ideal, perfect weather to play golf.
Yes. So you got to go out and give it a try. Now, Kevin, if somebody is listening and they say, God, I've got to get out there and try it, what's the number to call so that people can pick up the phone and make an appointment to come out there and play some golf?
It is area code 864-942-0900.
That's right. That'll take you right into the pro shop right there.
That is correct.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about some of the tournaments that are coming up. You had an excellent tournament. In fact, we were out there Monday, the Angel Flight Tournament. What positive feedback? Everybody that I talked to was just talking about the beauty of the course and the beauty of the area. Y'all had to feel real good after that tournament there.
Well, to be honest with you, we were a little nervous. The course that they play at in Georgia is it's one of the top golf courses in Georgia. So for them to come outside the state of the Georgia to come to South Carolina, which is the first time they've done this, we had to put our best foot forward. We had to make things special for them, which I feel when it went off that it was about as good as we can do for them. Had a bunch of people just raving about how good the golf course was.
And I heard they've already talking about booking it for next year, but individuals are talking about coming back to play the course again.
They are.
So it doesn't get any better than that, does it?
No, it doesn't.
That's great. All right, well, tournaments coming up. Let's see, we have the Angel Flight. Other tournaments that you're going to be looking for people to be part of. So I guess the Lions Club is having a tournament on October 5th. Is
October
that right?
October the 5th, we are having a AM-MPM shotgun. We're looking to get about 200 people, so 100 people for the morning, 100 people for the afternoon. They're still looking for teams to play in that. Once again, you can call us at the golf shop. We'll have a little more information on that, who you can get in contact with to fill out an application for that.
That's right. And, of course, I'm sure that will be going to help the Lions Club with all their eye projects and all the things that they do for our community. Other tournaments coming up?
On October the 11th, we have Meals on Wheels. Obviously, everyone knows what that is and what that benefits.
Are they going to be serving lunch?
They will be serving lunch.
Meals on Wheels. How could they not? And it'll be a good one, too, I'm telling you.
That is correct. Once again, that's a 1 o'clock shotgun. They are also looking for teams to fill up their tournament as well.
That sounds excellent. And then you've got another one coming up on October 19th.
October 19th, we got Congressman Jeff Duncan. We actually just got this in process right now, so we are going to be looking for people to come and play in that golf tournament as well.
And be able to talk to the congressman.
That is correct.
So that'll be a good one. God, what a great time, October 19th. It ought to be perfect weather.
Yes.
Yes, that's great. And what else do we got coming up?
We're looking after that on October the 27th, Good News Golf, another great charitable event. They're also looking for people to fill up that golf tournament. We have flyers in our golf shop. You can just call us out there, and we can get you set up with the right people to get you a team put in there.
Well, that would be great. In fact, we need to have some of that information here because we can give out some flyers and stuff right
sure.
up front there,
That's
so
right.
Right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. All right, and then this sounds like an excellent one coming up in December, not too late at all to play golf out there, December 10th.
December 10th. We are going to have a Toys for Tots, and once again, I think everybody knows what Toys for Tots is. I've actually got a really good friend who plays on the PGA Tour. His name is Tommy Ganey, Two Gloves. Some of you may heard of him, some of you may not. He's done really well for himself this year. He's made about $1.9 million.
1.9. Just 1.9.
Just to play golf for a living, that's not bad.
You said you didn't want to be a pro.
Okay. I wish I could, because I would be there.
Okay.
But otherwise, we're going to have Ben Martin, one of the local people from here in Greenwood. Hopefully, I can get both of them out there to do some autographs prior to the golf tournament going off. We may either get them to play with some of the teams, maybe play a hole or two with some of the teams, or we might just make a foursome with them and try to have a little beat the real pros.
The real pros. Hey, God, well, that you've got a pretty full schedule, but you're always looking. If people would like to schedule something out there, there's plenty of time and plenty of dates available, aren't there?
That is correct. We're always looking to help, especially the people of Greenwood. We're always looking to help the companies out by having the company golf tournaments out there. So anything that you have coming up, we've already started on our 2012 calendar, so if there's something you'd like to get in early or even later in the year, I would suggest that you start doing that. We've been had a huge amount of people call us about having golf tournaments since we've done what we've done to the golf course. So everybody wants to come out, so I suggest everybody try to come out and at least see the golf course.
You know, I think the thing about it, if you're going to do a golf tournament, you want to show off at the very best course around. And, of course, if you come out to the links of Stony Point, whether you just come out to play around and check it out, but this is going to be the course where you want people coming from out of town, from local, to be able to see a fabulous place and showcase your event.
This is true. We've, not to say nothing bad about Stony Point, but we used to be the redheaded stepchild of Greenwood. We've now...
And now you're the blonde?
Well, now I guess you call us the blonde now. We've made our way to the top. We're extremely proud of what's happened out there. I mean, I think even from our rangers up to our food and beverage staff, cart guys, I mean, we can't say enough about the customer service we provide out there. It's one thing Jim Meffer wanted from day one is that we provide customer service not only to our members but to guests coming in to play golf. To treat them all the same, and I think we do a very good job of that.
Absolutely. Hey, we are here with Kevin Whitehead. We are going to hear South Carolina news, a word from our sponsors, and yes, we'll be back, so don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Kevin Whitehead, head golf pro at the Links at Stony Point. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. God, people are lined up here today to sell gold and diamonds. Hey, it's a great day to sell. It's kind of cloudy out there. You're probably not going to be working in the yard or doing that much kind of stuff. So why don't you come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Price of gold, a little over $1,800. So I tell you what, tremendous, tremendous opportunity for you to sell and get top dollar. Because remember, we buy the little diamonds, we buy the gold, we buy it when it's in good condition, and we give you more when it's in good condition as opposed to when it's in scrap condition. But even in scrap condition, I'm paying the most. Just ask people who shop here. They'll tell you we're the place to come. All right. Well, we are here with Kevin Whitehead. He is the new head pro out there at the Links of Stony Point. If you want to go out and play a fine game of golf, if you've tried the rest and you haven't been out to the Links of Stony Point, in my opinion, you got to go out there and check it out. Whether you even go out and play golf or you just go out and sit on the veranda and look out over the course. I mean, they've just added bogeys.
That's correct.
That was this spring, you know, another addition. You can eat outside. They've got the fire pit going on out there. As fall comes up, you'll be able to sit out there in your Links Snuggie.
Snuggies, that is correct. We sell Snuggies.
Snuggies with the Links on them, yes. Yes, yeah. And you'll be able to sit out there and just look out over the course. I mean, you know, there is not one detail that hasn't been put up there. From the Rolex clock.
Correct. Jim Efford.
Jim Efford. To the fire pit.
Billy Ford.
To bogeys out there where you can sit and watch golf, have lunch, and you've got a pizza oven, right?
We just added a pizza oven out there.
And you can do, you're doing cooking out stuff there, and just look out over the beauty. You know, so many times we spend so much time inside working, we forget how beautiful nature is. And that is one thing that they have created out there, a beautiful environment for you to escape, clear your mind, so when you go back to the salt mines, you can at least feel that you understand why you're going back to the salt mine to afford all these beautiful things in life, right?
This is correct.
So why not check out the Links and go out there, dinner Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday brunch is
Sunday
awesome.
Brunch and Thursday happy hour.
Thursday happy hour.
We generally do at least once a month Steak and Jake with Jake Bartley. So have a steak while you listen to Jake Bartley.
That's right. So this is good stuff out there. And if you want more information, you can go on your website.
Correct.
The website, or you can go, just give them a call right out there at the Links, 942-0900. That would be the number to go right there to the golf club. And, of course, to make a reservation for lunch or dinner or have a group out there, great place to have a group out there, isn't it? Whether it's a bridal party or a bachelor party golf game. Now, that could be interesting.
We've had a few of those.
Absolutely. Give them a call, 942-0903. So, what else are we going to talk about here today? We are going to talk about some of the lessons that you're giving out there. Now, you definitely believe in kids getting out and getting involved, junior golf.
Junior golf.
Why do you believe that?
To me, junior golf, I mean, it's the future of the PGA. It's the future of the golf business. Without new people beginning to play golf, especially if with the struggles that the golf courses are having today, without getting kids out and getting them started early, it's going to be tough later on in life for a golf business to stay around the way it is today.
Well, you know, are we talking about playing golf, like, outside on the course, or are we talking about playing it on PlayStation or something like that?
Well, today's kids would rather play it on PlayStation. but I would much rather see these kids come out and play golf on a golf course.
Yeah, because it is a hobby, a sport that you can play forever.
This is correct. Like I said earlier, you know, once you get out of college, there's not much left to do in life, sports-wise. So golf is something you play for an extremely long time. I know when I was over at Greenwood Country Club, we had a member who was 93 years old who played golf two, three times a week. which to me is absolutely amazing. One, to be alive at 93, but to be able to go out and play golf at 93 years old is something special.
Absolutely, it is. And, you know, there, like we said, there's nothing like being outside. But what do you particularly like to teach juniors,
mm-hmm.
and you're developing programs out there for juniors, but you're always teaching lessons for juniors. So if you have a child that would like to learn to play, what do they need to do, Kevin?
They can just give me a call in the golf shop. If I'm not there, somebody can always get in touch with me and let me know. But to get kids started today, I mean, like I said, you can't say enough about getting kids out and enjoying the game today.
Now, what about girls' golf?
Girls' golf, same thing. I do have a couple of girls that I do teach. I have a 9-year-old right now who, if I can get her to stick with it, but which I tell all my junior golfers that I don't want them to be strictly golf-driven. I want them to get out and enjoy everything else there is. But if they want to, especially for girls and ladies golf, it's much easier to go to college on a golf scholarship as a girl. They don't have to be as good as the guys are. It's an easy ride to through college if you want it to be that way. So
it's a good sport where there is money available, mm-hmm. to be able to go to college. And, you know, this is when we look at higher education and everything, this is a good thing. Now, you also have Greenwood High as a team that practices out there and spends a lot of time out there at the links.
They practice and they use us as a home golf course now. They started that last year. We're proud to have them. Chip Witt, the golf coach, I've knew him since I was over at Greenwood Country Club. I have a pretty good bond with him, and we're just pleased to have him.
How many kids are on the golf team, roughly? How many do they have playing?
The boys' team, they've got about 10 to 12 boys. The girls' team right now, I think they've got about 8 girls that play right now.
That's pretty good.
And he's always looking for new girls golfers, and that's one of the things, especially the girls I teach now, is to let them know that, you know, the next step is to play high school golf. And so we got to start now while we're young so we can get better by the time we get into high school.
Now, what age can we actually start a child playing? I mean, I know, what, Tiger Woods started at 2 or something, but what age can you actually start?
Well, I mean, it just all depends on how much attention they can pay. I actually had 2 5-year-olds, actually 3 5-year-olds in my junior camps this year. I generally get 10, 15, 20 minutes out of them, but, you know, that's 20 minutes of them soaking in what I'm teaching. For the other 40 minutes, we're just goofing off playing around, but that's because it's what they want to do. But I'd say as early as you want to bring them out. I mean, as long as they can and stay there and pay attention for 15, 20 minutes, that's a good time to get them started.
Wow. So 5-year-olds can start playing golf.
Mm-hmm.
Can they drive the cart, though?
Probably can't drive the cart yet.
You know, it is a great sport, but, you know, sometimes we have, do you ever run into problems with parents that are so driven about their child's doing a sport? You know, we see that in sports. What do you say?
I've seen very few. I have seen some, but I've seen, actually I've seen a kid who, I won't name names, but I've seen a kid who was absolutely a really great junior golfer. Went into his senior year, had a brother that had already progressed and made a name for himself, and he kind of got burned out on it. So it's kind of sad to see that because he's a really good golfer, and I still think he's a great golfer today.
Mm-hmm.
But he just had to fill some shoes that I don't think he was ready to fill.
You know, one of my favorite commercials on TV is the Geico commercial where they're trying to get a scholarship for their kid to go to school, and they take this off the basketball,
right.
And he goes up there, and he's, I don't know, 4 or 5, and he jumps, and he makes the hoop, and he grabs a hold, and then the woman says, honey, go get him.
This is true.
Yeah, and I mean, I think there is a lot of pressure on kids, mm-hmm. that get in, and particularly if they have any talent for it, it's got to be hard, particularly for the parents, to sit back and say, no, it's okay. Whatever you do is great.
Right. And the thing about golf, you can pretty much take every sport out there, whether it be football, baseball, basketball. There's a lot of motions in a golf swing that you can equate to other things, tennis, for example. There's a lot of things that you can bring in from another sport into the game of golf. So, to me, that's what makes golf so great.
Okay, well spoken like a true golf pro. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. I am here with Kevin Whitehead right here. We're right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We're talking about the links. We're talking about Kevin Whitehead, which is the new pro out there. You know, there is one thing I can say, Kevin. I do believe you are passionate about golf.
I love it.
I love it. All right. Well, we are right here. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't you go away.
Goodbye, gray sky. Hello, blue.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Kevin Whitehead, head golf pro at the Links at Stony Point. And now coming to you live from Sharp Facets Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are back here at Sharp Facets Gallery. That's right. We're talking to Kevin Whitehead, the new pro out there. Well, he's been there a little over a month, I guess. You've been working out there. You just stepped up to this position.
That's correct.
And I know you've got a lot of ideas, things you want to do, but I also know you're very passionate about teaching, too. We've been talking a little bit about the junior program that they do out there, and they have summer camps, and they work all these different angles to help you get where you want to be. But on adults, you also work with adults on teaching them how to play this game better.
I do. I've got quite a few of my members now, and actually some people from the outside that come in and see me. So,
and what do you? Well, how do you go about teaching somebody how to play golf? I mean, do you just have a prescribed program, or do you work and see what they do and stand there and go, "Oh my God, I can't believe that woman just did that"? No, what do you do, Kevin?
Well, first thing is you have to have a lot of patience teaching golf. And when I mean a lot of patience, I mean a lot of patience.
I guess in a sense of humor would be helpful too, right?
A sense of humor helps.
Yeah.
Especially when you get people that just start playing golf. I mean, they're so nervous when they get out there. So they just to get them to understand how the golf swing works for beginners is very crucial to get them, especially in the first steps of playing golf. There's a lot of teachers that have their own philosophy, and they stick to those philosophies teaching golf. I'm not one of those people. I work with what people have because I want to make people enjoy golf, be able to go out, get better, but enjoy what they're doing. And if you're out there rolling it across the top of the ground, it's not so much fun.
Right.
So I don't have any specific philosophy that I use. I work with whatever the person has. You know, once you swing a golf club for the first time, that's going to be your golf swing for the rest of your life. I mean, it takes a long time to break somebody's golf swing down and change it. I don't think anybody that I know has enough time to do that. I especially don't have enough time to sit out there for a year, 2 years, whatever. I mean, if somebody wanted to, I guess we could, but I would just rather somebody just, you know, get the things they need to make themselves better and just go enjoy the game.
Yeah, because if you're hitting the ball only 50 yards at a time, you can really wear yourself out.
That's a long day.
That's true. But now, you said one of the things that, you know, you can give a lesson, but if you don't go out and do the homework, do the practice part, you really need to do that in order to improve.
This is true. You know, I like to ask a bunch of questions at the beginning, especially when the first time I'm meeting somebody. And one of the questions I ask them is, how much time do you have to practice? Because that's going to tell me how much effort you're going to put into becoming or getting a better golfer. You have people that just want to get better to go where they can play and compete with people of their age and stature like that to be just, you know, compete and have fun with them.
Sure.
I've got people come out there that want to get the best they can. So there's a fine line in between how much you can practice and get better. Mm-hmm. If you want to go to the next level, I mean, it takes a commitment that that's all you're going to do. I mean, the touring pros today spend 8 hours a day hitting balls when they're not playing golf. It's a job. It's what it is. It's basically a job for them. Of course, they're making millions of dollars every week. So if I was making that kind of money, I think, you know, 8 hours a day hitting balls wouldn't be that big of a deal. But it does. It takes a lot of effort of getting out. If you want to become a better golfer, you have to spend time after the lesson working on what you learned in the lesson.
Absolutely. Now, I understand you have a zero handicap, is that right?
Well, being part of the PGA, we are not allowed to have a handicap anyway.
Okay.
It's kind of a running joke at work right now. They call me Scratch. But that's just, it's all fun and games. But I'm not allowed to have, any PGA professional is not allowed to have a handicap.
So. Okay, so that's why it's zero.
If we play in golf terms, we play at Scratch. So.
Okay, all right. Well, I was just checking. So as far as taking lessons, all somebody has to do is call you up?
Call me in the golf shop.
All right. Find out, but have an idea. Either you're brand new to golf and you just want to learn how to play the game, or have some area that you want to work on. You're glad to work with them on whatever part they'd like to work on.
This is true. I've got people who would rather take group lessons, especially women. Women do better off in group lessons anyway. So I do group lessons, individual lessons, whatever you're going to feel more comfortable with.
Absolutely. So if you want to go out and play on one of the best courses around and want to get a lesson and get better, gosh, the fall is a great time to do it, isn't it?
This is it.
This is
special.
It is. So make sure you give them a call out there, 942-0900. That's 942-0900. You'll be glad you did. You know, everything out there at the links of Stony Point is pristine. I mean, whether it's the golf cart that's included with the fee that you pay when you play golf out there, whether it's the dining room, everything is just pristine. And when you look at the putting green out there, I don't think I've even saw a leaf on the putting green. It's kind of like Augusta National, isn't it? There is nothing around there, is there?
We strive for perfection out there, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So if you want to go to the best, hey, check out the links at Stony Point. Kevin, I know that we've talked about golf for juniors, we've talked about it for adults, we've talked about some of the tournaments out there. Any other issues that we really didn't cover out here that we should have covered that had to do with the links?
I think we should talk about our membership out there. We are continuing to grow as a club out there. When the Meffers bought it, we were roughly around 121 memberships, about 80 of that being golfing members.
Mm-hmm.
And that was mostly the people that live in the neighborhood. Since April of last year, we've quadrupled that. We're up to about 435 memberships.
Congratulations. That's terrific.
We're proud of where we are, and we're extremely proud of where we're going to go. We're still looking for members. You know, right now we're running a deal that you can't beat for an individual that lives in Greenwood. It's $185 a month, and that includes your cart fee. So it's unlimited golf, unlimited carts for $185 a month.
Wow, that's a bargain.
Family's two people, and that's $235 a month. So husband and wife can come play golf for $235 a month and, you know, unlimited golf and carts. So
these are the type of deals that you like to hear about because, you know, everybody's trying to pinch a dollar right now. And, of course, if you want to play golf and can play and have opportunity, times to play, this is fabulous. So $185 a month or $235 for a couple.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great deal. You know, I don't think you'll beat that anywhere, and I tell you what, I know you're not going to beat it when it comes to the condition of the course and the beauty of the course and the friendliness of the people that are out there at the links of Stony Point. So check it out today. And do you have a social membership, too?
We do have a social membership. It is
because it's a very social place, right?
We have a fitness center that is pretty much state-of-the-art out there. You can't go into any other fitness center in town. We have just as much, if not more, equipment in our fitness center than most places have.
I think we could say thank you, Denise, out there to that, being the fitness guru that she is.
That would be Denise Meffer. We also have the spa, which we do massage therapy out there as well.
Right.
We do have that. And then we have about six tennis courts that are, we have more ladies that play than men, but the ladies play quite a bit out there.
And swimming pools.
So
that's right.
We're actually in the process of getting a cover put up on the pool by the clubhouse right now, so it'll be open year-round. So,
well, and when you talk about, you know, one of the other things we should talk about, booking an event out there. I mean, we're coming up on Christmas. We're coming up on parties and this type of thing. What a beautiful place to have a party right out there at the links of Stony Point.
This is correct. You can speak with Sandra Helker. She would be the lady you'd like to contact when you call out there for a special event like that. Like I said, we're getting booked. We're extremely busy out there, so if there's something you have coming up that you'd like to be part of us, just please give us a call and see what we can do for you.
That's right. And the number to call for Sandra would be?
Just call 942-0900, and we can transfer you up to her.
Absolutely. So if you're looking for the best place around, whether you're playing golf or looking for a place to have a great event where they are absolutely committed to detail and making sure, as you said, it's the best customer service around, we've got to thank the Medfords for coming on board and taking over the club and Bermudas and bogeys and making this the type of club that everybody wants to belong to because everybody knows your name.
That is correct.
That is true. Well, hey, I am Ann Eller. I am here with Kevin Whitehead. Kevin, I understand you're going to be getting us some new golf tips that we'll be able to play on the air so people can be practicing up and paying attention to those.
That is correct. We'll be getting those pretty soon, so just be looking forward to it, and we'll get some just some simple things to help you out with your golf game.
That's right. You know, because it is the best sport around for everybody, right? I mean, anybody can play.
All ages.
That's right. So start them young and keep them with it. And when you're talking about playing, make sure you check out the links at Stony Point. They've got lots of good stuff. And we're going to be talking about some of these tournaments. So if you'd like to be in a tournament, you know, golf tournaments, it just creates such an atmosphere at a golf club, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, it's just gets exciting, and people get excited, and then there's the food and the fun time. So sign up for some of them, whether it's going to be the Lions Club October 5th, whether it's Meals on Wheels on October the 11th, whether it's October 27th, Good News Golf, and don't forget about Jeff Duncan, who's going to be out there on October 19th. So if you wanted to hear to talk to Jeff, that would be a good opportunity there, too. And coming up in December, Saturday, December 10th, Toys for Tots, an excellent fundraiser. And I'm sure there's more. This is just what we had on the list today. Kevin, thanks so much for coming out here today.
Thanks, Ann. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have talked to the new head pro out there at the Links of Stony Point, Kevin Whitehead. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.